We're delighted. We've been looking at the data here, and again, Wexford is positioned as the number one top hotel accommodation provider nationally. We've been looking at the data there with the Irish Hotel Federation, and on average, the bookings from June to August were in the 40s, but Wexford was actually up in the 80s for accommodation bookings, so it's the number one. And it's great when you have counties that are so well known, like Kerry and Kilkenny, now looking at Wexford. And really, I think it's really down to one, working closely with the industry. The industry have been really doing their very best with their offers, with their value for money, and with their social media presence, but also Wexford County Council increased their grant to Visit Wexford, and they took on a marketing company, Gino Carroll Marketing, and the social media that's been performed by Visit Wexford has really taken off. It's actually gone up 100% since last year. So, and the other great thing that has just happened only last week was the launch of a new Visit Wexford app. And that's a real pocket guide to Wexford. It lets the visitor know all the offers. It's very timely, so it's got the up-to-date information on what's happening in the county, where the offers are, the value for money, where the accommodation is, what's on offer with entertainment and so on. So
where are they coming from mostly, Liz? Is it mostly from, say, Dublin or from the north of Ireland? Where are people travelling to Wexford from in the main? Or is it everywhere?
Wexford, first of all, in terms of tourism, for employment and jobs, we're the third highest county in terms of tourism's contribution after Kerry and Donegal. Now, Wexford, with its location, would have always had a very strong profile with Dublin, the Dublin market. But we've done a big campaign earlier this year as well with Northern Ireland. When we look at the figures for Wexford, Dublin is very strong, but we are getting visitors from all over.